sao mà bụng đây luôn.
Utah defensive back Keith McGill, table 5.
Five 11.4, height 194, 31.5 arms, 10.5 hands. I think that I still am in that range. Different people have different opinions. They're entitled to their own opinions, but I think I had a decent season. You know, it wasn't what I expected. First half of the season didn't go as I expected, but those things happened, you know, and I learned a lot from it, and I got better.
Why didn't you have the first half
as expected? I think me not playing that first game. My mindset in camp wasn't where it should have been, you know. I knew I wasn't playing the first game, so I might have maybe not got as many reps as I normally would have. And at corner, man, reps is everything, you know. Training your eyes, just looking in the right places all the time, all those type of things. I kind of got away from that, you know. And I think that showed with the kind of undisciplined type of play I was playing in the beginning of the season. Yeah, I just saw Gilbert in the hallway, but we're pretty cool, you know. I met Gilbert in Dallas at the showcase, and I talked to Denard after we played them in the Big Ten Championship, so we kind of have a close relationship. Nothing major, you know, just a little trash talk back and forth, you know, just a little something. Nothing major though, you know. We're good friends, you know. Like, not, I wouldn't say the best friends, but we get along, you know.
What do you think of Dark West's game?
I think he's a pretty solid corner, you know. I watched him. I got a chance to watch him a lot when our offense was on the field, and definitely being the caliber guy I am, I want to see how guys that are compared to me, how good they are as well. And I think he's a very good player. Yes, definitely. I think that's definitely what I can do. I think that's something I bring to the table to any team, and I plan to show that to whatever team drafts me. I've only had two interviews so far, but the two I had last night went very well. I think the coaches liked me a lot. They gave me a lot of positive feedback, and then so far so well. I have about 15 more interviews tonight, so we'll see how that goes.
Bradley, I know you took to Twitter, but how frustrated maybe were you by some questions some people had on why you sat out the Orange Bowl? What kind of went into all that?
That was very frustrating, you know. I had an injury where I couldn't play, but a lot of people decided they wanted to make up things and this or that, you know, but at the end of the day, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, so they can believe what they want to believe. But at the end of the day, man, I just couldn't get back, you know. I look forward to opportunities like that. And the fact that I couldn't end my career off in a game like, of that caliber, it kind of hurt me.
Speaking of perceptions, do you feel like maybe your performance against Wisconsin is unfairly portrayed? Like, if there's one negative, a lot of people bring up that game.
Definitely. I think I had a lot of hype going into the season, and that was our first big game of the season. And when you're as hyped as I was, you're going to have that microscope on you, you know. Any mistake you make is going to be amplified. And I think that's a little bit of the case right there. You know, a lot of people didn't really look at the film of the game and see how the battle that we had, you know. But I think, even though I made some mistakes, I only gave up one touchdown, you know. I had good stats, and we won the game as well. So I think it was bad from my standards, you know. But I had a good game, you know, and I learned a lot from that game as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, a little bit, you know. You don't come out until you know you're ready mentally and physically. If you're coming out just for the money, sometimes your situation, you have to, you know, family situations, things like that. But that didn't factor in my situation, you know. I wanted to leave when I felt like I was mentally and physically ready for the NFL. So I think maybe the contracts, yes, you're not getting as much money in the first rounds and early rounds like you were. So I think that's an incentive to go ahead and get out there, you know. I think that college players think they should be paid, you know. The colleges make a lot of money off what we do as college athletes. So I think that once they realize that they're not getting any benefits from what they're doing every week, you know, it just provides that more incentive to go to the league early. I don't think that, you know, not Ohio State campus. I don't believe so. But this is my first time hearing about Northwestern. But I can understand it, you know. Being a college athlete is very tough, you know. It's very hard on you. And when you're not getting any compensation for that, but yet you're seeing new stadiums being built, big TVs and big flat screens, you know, putting it everywhere. You're like, man, where's all this money coming from, you know. It's a tough situation, but you have to deal with it, you know. I actually have no idea about that. What is it about? Oh, okay. Definitely, man. How these colleges are running football programs nowadays, it's just like the NFL, you know? I feel like it's just like the NFL. It's about results, you know? It's about winning. That's what the game is about, you know? And the training is hard. And this is a lot of stuff you have to deal with as a college athlete. Classes, you know, working out, performing there week in and week out. And you're doing all that and then coming home and you don't have much to eat. You can't take anybody out to go get food or go to the mall and get some new shoes or things like that. It's like, wow, where's all this money going? Definitely not into my pocket. So I sympathize with them, you know. I don't think that's enough, you know. You can get a regular scholarship as a regular student through certain programs and things like that. But just the sheer amount of money that athletes make for universities, it's like, man, we gotta have something more than just a scholarship, you know. At the end of the day, you can have a scholarship and still not have food, you know. Not everybody comes from a decent background. A lot of college people who are just going to college as regular students, you know, they have a good funding, you know, from their families and stuff like that. And some guys don't have that, you know. So that's what I would say to that. Obstacles. I think I had to go through a few obstacles, you know. I got into an incident before the season. I had to overcome that. I had to overcome the scrutiny, like you were talking about, after the Wisconsin game. I had to overcome that. I had an injury in the Michigan State game. I tried to overcome that and finish that game as much as I could for my teammates. And it's a lot of things, you know. Anytime you're destined to do something great or you're working to do something great, you're going to have adversities. You got to just man up and face it every time.
All right, I'm sorry, last question.